Third Monday of every month, Gail Cruickshank from the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation stops by to join me. She's the talent director there. And today we have a guest with us, Sauk Rapids Rye School Superintendent Aaron Sinclair. Aaron and Gail, thanks for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so today we're talking about the Sauk Rapids Rye Business and Industry Summit. Gail, would you like to start?
Actually, with the summit, I will let Aaron talk about that. It's an event that evolved from our EPIC, or Exploring Potential Interesting Career event that we have coming up real shortly, but it's a nice way to segue into how we took that event and created a different opportunity for our educators.
Okay. Yeah, the event is going to be pretty exciting. It takes place tomorrow at Sauk Rapids Rice High School. The event really takes career exploration as an opportunity that we're going to be giving our staff versus students. With the idea really being is if our staff is going to lead our students, let's give them an experience as to what sort of local businesses exist in the St. Cloud area community.
Okay, so what is the staff going to learn?
Yeah, so the event is going to start in the morning with a business panel where there's going to be four local CEOs, business industry leaders coming to share insights into what employers look for in their workforce, as well as how do we prepare our kids to be the workforce of tomorrow. And then the second phase becomes imagine a career fair type model. We're going to have 60 local employers from our region that are going to be there to learn about their, to teach our teachers about their businesses, what goes on in them, what they're looking for, how we can personalize students' education through hands-on experiences to prepare students to enter that workforce. And then the last component of the day is going to be a panel put on by our educators for local businesses to have conversation about what's happening in our classrooms and what sort of programs do we currently offer that might support some of the local businesses.
So the hope here is that you can adjust your curriculum or at least inform your teachers of some of the needs that the community might have?
Yeah, it might be a way for us to hopefully start a conversation to align some of the things that we're probably already doing, and some things maybe we're not, with the local workforce needs of the community to see where can those partnerships be made and hopefully create some relationships going forward that are mutually beneficial for the school system as well as for local businesses.
Well, and the other thing I'll add too is so many of our employers want to help. And they want to know how to engage with our schools. And so this is a way that many of them can, one of those teachers could make a personal connection to say, now that I know who I can call at this company, I know if I want them to come into the classroom, if I want to provide a tour for my class, if I want them to provide a project for us in the classroom. It's just building those relationships, like Aaron Sinclair said, as far as, you know, how can we, again, work together to help with the career exploration opportunities for our kids.
Because in essence, kids need to find out about what these jobs are, right? That's the hope, and the teachers can be the conduit to that.
Yeah, you know, the philosophy years ago was that sometimes you would go to college and then you'd figure out what you're going to do with your life. And the reality in today's world is that exploration needs to start even earlier. So giving kids opportunities to explore different companies, businesses, career paths, as soon as we can start that, the better. And, you know, for our educators to have that same experience, there's so many fantastic businesses in the St. Cloud area for us to be able to take some time to expose our staff to here's what's going on in these buildings in manufacturing plants. And there's a lot of crossover to what we teach in our classrooms every day.
So the plan is to have the staff get informed tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. Is that a school day for you then?
Yeah, for us, it's a staff development day. So our entire staff of about 650 staff members is going to participate from teachers to administrators to the custodians to food service workers, because we really view that all of those individuals impact kids on a daily basis. So they're all going to have that same experience.
Do you have another event for students to learn more about these jobs?
And that really leads into the EPIC event, Gail can
That will of. Be their opportunity, again, for our 10th grade students, so not all students at their school. But that will lead right into our second annual Exploring Potential Interesting Careers event, which takes place at SETCC, the Technical and Community College, on February 28th. So for Sauk Rapids Rice, they are bringing all of their 10th grade class, will be able to experience that day, which that, again, is all about career exploration, where we highlight every single industry and career in what they call the Minnesota Department of Education Career Wheel. So many of our local employers, in fact, over 120 different employers in our community are giving of their time and financial support to help provide these activities and events for students to be able to really get a visual of what does that industry look like, what kind of careers could come from that industry, and what do I really like. And yet last year we had about 2,400 students come. This year we're going to have about 4,000 students come for that morning of February 28th at the Technical and Community College.
How do you get students, especially 10th, 11th, 12th graders, to really acknowledge that you shouldn't start making plans now instead of waiting until you, like Aaron mentioned, you get off to college? If you start spending money on an education that you don't know where it's going yet, that could be money you're throwing away. And there's a lot of money that you'd be involved with there. How do you get kids to understand that this is an important thing that you should start looking at in 10th grade?
You know, I think from a school perspective, it's exposure. It's giving kids the opportunity to get in front of businesses and hands-on type activities, to go and tour an event or actually sit with industry leaders and talk about what this career field entails. There's so many career fields and businesses that our students may not exactly understand all that goes into it. So to give them that exposure early, and it's really a process of finding what you like, but also figuring out what you don't like. There's equally a value in figuring out this is not a path I want to take before I invest the dollars in an education to pursue it.
So Gail, some of the things that that students will have a chance to see at this event, and probably teachers will learn tomorrow, is what the process is, what the job's going to entail.
Well, and some of it, and more so just what does that industry look like, and what kind of skills would align with what I have in my own personal skill set to the potential jobs or industries that could exist. Because like Aaron talked about, so many kids just don't know what's out there. And even that's why we started talking about this our educator event too. Teachers have been teachers, so they don't a lot of times know the other careers that exist. And so enhancing everybody's knowledge of what's out there just helps them make a well-informed decision. So they decide on that career path and then decide what's the best educational path to obtain that goal. Instead of kind of like Aaron referenced in the past, it was like, well, I like this college or at school, so I'm going to go there and then I'll figure out a career. You really need to find out what that career is that you're most passionate and skill set aligned with, and then embark on how do I get that education, be it a two-year program, be it a certification, be it a four-year college or something different.
Give me an example of a field or a career that will be on display. What is a job that that teachers and or students will have a chance to learn more about?
Well, it could be anything from manufacturing to business to information technology to computers to transportation to construction to, I mean, again, it's the whole, so think of any job and it's going to be related and reflective somewhere in our epic event on the 28th.
Okay, so if it's manufacturing, for instance, mm-hmm. which we've had conversations about, right. There's a big need for. Is there detail as to what the job entails, how much you could get paid, what kind of education you need to have to be able to do this kind of job?
It'll first expose you to what kind of things you might do in that environment. So, you know, then they can say, do I like that? Do I not? They're also going to be sharing wage earnings for our region. So again, you get a good idea as far as a lot of times there's that misconception of, well, that job doesn't make any money or that's not a path I want to go into. I think everybody is very surprised at the earnings potential for some of these growing careers that are so prevalent in our community.
Well, and we know that the trades, there's a big need for that. And the amount of schooling you have to go to for something like that is going to be different than, you may not need to go to a four-year college. Right. Is that part of what your hope is, Aaron, is to educate yeah. students that you can make a lot of money without having to go to a four-year school?
It's really looking and shifting that paradigm to understanding what career paths there are and then what are the training paths to get there. We're even finding a number of industries now who they will train the staff themselves or they'll pay for the future employees' education on that path. So the idea to necessarily jump right into a four-year school may not be the best financial decision at this point in time. So there maybe needs to be a reevaluation of this is the career path I'm interested in and what options are there to pursue that as you go forward. So it really is, it is a paradigm shift from really what we've thought about in public education and how we've prepared kids to enter the workforce.
How about school administration? There's always a big need for that too, right?
There is all the time.
Because a lot of people want to go into teaching, but not as many want to go into school administration. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, and I think it's, you know, I use myself as an example. I'm a trained high school English teacher. You know, my career path was not the one that I am on right now. That wasn't the goal. And the majority of kids today are going to probably experience 4 to 5 different career paths during their lifetimes. So it becomes more about what is the skill set people need to be successful, and then how do we build in them this ability to learn and adapt to different work environments to be successful?
One of the challenges when you choose a field, and I still remember when I was an intern at a radio station in Hutchinson many years ago, is that to see yourself in that career. Can I do this? Would I want to do this? Would this drive me crazy? Would it make enough money for me to want to continue to do it?
Well, and that's what this event can do for kids, because they are doing activities, they're doing events, they're walking away with something they maybe made or learned about when they leave this event. And it really does give them that more of a visual of, could I see myself in this career? And the responses we got from the students after last year's events is that it either reinforced or it helped them decide what they should be focusing on. And so for those 10th grade students, they still now have 2 more years that they can make sure they are taking the right classes in high school and experiencing the right things to be more prepared for them as they go on past high school graduation.
So coming up on February 28th at St. Cloud Tech and Community College will be the next epic event. You mentioned Sauk Rapids Rice will be sending their 10th graders. Do you know if other area schools are doing the same thing?
We do. There's from 26 area high schools, and some are sending their whole class, some are sending a portion of their class. So we are hoping to have 4,000 students there. So again, it's entirely up to the school how many they want to send, and then we just rotate them in through the school. So obviously not all schools are there at the same time. But if you can imagine, like I mentioned, we've got over 120 employers helping us put this on. And that equates up to over 500 volunteers that are helping within the community to make this happen. And so it's just so heartwarming to feel the passion in the community. So you can talk about EPIC, and it can be Sauk Rapids Rice event tomorrow. It can be the event at SETCC. It can be the curriculum that District 742 is doing for ninth grade students that all their students go through. But it's just a community narrative right now that is just exciting, and everybody wants to be a part of it and help support in the future of our workforce, for our future workforce here in the region.
Is there anything more about this topic that we haven't brought up that either of you would like to bring up today?
You know, for me, what I'm really excited for this event, as well as the work the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation is doing, it is just a community-wide initiative that businesses are wanting to engage with schools on. And I'm excited every local school is really engaging in different ways, which really makes for an impactful kind of community culture going forward, which I think is going to have a huge implications for this community.
Right. Gail?
And the one thing that I will add is, we all have the opportunity to impact the future of our students right now, or as we call them, our future workforce. So if you are a neighbor or a uncle or aunt or parent or teacher, or however you have conversations with our future workforce, really encourage them to take time and do a full career exploration to make sure they are aligning with that job or that career that aligns with their skill set and their passion. So you have to love what you do. You spend a lot of time at your job. And so we just want to help make sure that our future workforce is aligning with that career that makes the most sense for them. And it's not somebody else's decision for them.
So. Is there a website to go to find out more?
We actually do have a Facebook page for EPIC, and we will also be rolling out a website for EPIC right after the event. So that is going to be a living, breathing site that anybody can use, be it parents, teachers, students, employers. So more to come on that. We will share that once we get the event all up and going.
So. Excellent. Very good. Thank you both for coming in, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Gail Cruikshank, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation Talent Director, Aaron Sinclair, Superintendent, Sauk Rapids Rice Schools.